Did another very good workout here in Dublin tonight.
Yeah, decent performance. Couple of niggly little injuries early on that we obviously, unfortunately, you're going to pick up throughout the season. Always disappointing pre-season. There's one or two lads who played a part of the game and against Bohemians on Monday, obviously missed tonight. But again, you know, with the squad that we have, you're always adaptable to, you know, different players coming in. So, you know, fair play to our players tonight. You know, and grass is a little bit longer than sort of Windsor from Monday night, so it's getting used to different scenarios. So, you know, I thought the energy and the closing down was good. We created numerous opportunities. We probably should have scored more than one. But it was all around pre-season, a good workout.
I mean, that's two, you know, really feisty, competitive pre-season games in a week. We've hit the ground running quite well here, haven't we?
Yeah, no, again, still early, Andy. Again, sometimes you're always wary of going into pre-season games. And, you know, the most important thing, obviously, for me is getting a little bit of belief and the confidence back into the players, having been off for so long. So to play two competitive games with Bohemians the other night, I thought we were very dominant for large parts of the game. Tonight was a little bit 50-50 at times, but I thought all round, I thought we certainly deserved to win here tonight.
And quite a few standout performances. You know, Ethan Boyle looks, you know, really impressive. Matthew Shevlin again puts in a really good shift. And you know, I could go on about the rest of them, but every one of them really stands out at the moment.
Yeah, no, they've done okay, Andy. And say we'll not get too far ahead of ourselves and too early. But again, the pleasing thing is the boys have come back in good condition. They've obviously during the period of lockdown and whatever else, they've kept themselves in a proper state of mind. So as I say, we'll monitor the injury situation tonight and we'll go again for when we're back in action.
And finally, I mean, after so long out, you know, it's great to get back to a match at Windsor. It's great to get on the road and the bus and, you know, everybody back together bonding again. It's great to get back to a wee bit of normality, isn't it?
It's a wee bit. It's obviously, people are calling it the new normal. It's probably not the normal situation. I think the boys are getting changed in a over 18 scenario bar in there. So, but again, it's brilliant down here. I'd like to thank obviously Shelburne for the hospitality, the invite to play down here. So it's a good game, but we're still early in the pre-season. The main thing is no injuries or lack lesser injuries, fitness, winning games breeds confidence. Another clean sheet against a really good outfit. So we'll take a huge amount of positives out of the game tonight.
And the main thing is building up towards Tre Fiori on the 8th of August.
That's it. And again, it's difficult when you're sort of peaking, you know, because normally when you're going into sort of the start of European competition, you sort of know within sort of 2-3 sort of weeks after. Even last year, we were still in European action. The league was around the corner. Again, obviously, it's difficult to sort of know when the situation at least going to be sorted out. But again, the players have come back in. We've basically given ourselves 4 or 5 weeks to the start of the European campaign, and say I think as of tomorrow, we're 2 weeks away from the opening game.
Well done tonight, Joe.
Thanks, Andy.